So this is Sonya, Sonya, Tomlinson, T-O-M-L-I-N, as in Nancy, S-O-N. Date of birth is going to be 2853. This is a 76-year-old woman, 76-year-old woman who was on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, requiring oxygen, dementia, behavioral issues, rectal prolapse, severe hyperlipidemia, major depression, essential hypertension, repeated falls, and COPD, period. Patient was in the care of Monica, who has a personal care home and takes pride in taking care of her patients. Monica tells me that when she first came from the hospital, she weighed 20 pounds less. She's been able to gain weight to a certain extent. She's off the oxygen, period. She also has a history of neuropathy, panic disorder, interstitial lung disease, diarrhea, weight loss, hypertension, shortness of breath, dementia, HIV, positive HIV, pulmonary fibrosis, multifocal atrial tachycardia, CHF, that was mentioned, and onychomycosis and aphasia, period. In the paragraph, her condition has definitely worsened. In the past few months, she has continued to lose weight again. She's totally and completely not responsive, except she's now become nonverbal, except for deep pain. She has her eyes open from time to time. She still suffers from other issues and problems. The family and the caregiver, and the person in charge of her medical affair has approached Monica regarding placing patient on palliative care and for her not to go back and forth to the hospital any longer. Period. New paragraph. At this time, her biggest issue is her dementia. She's a bowel and bladder incontinent. She's always in bed. She never leaves her bed. She has total ADL dependency. Monica's done a great job turning her. She requires turning every 2 hours and has not had any issues or problems with the cubitus ulcer, period. One thing Monica has noticed that she eats very little. She's lost another 25 to 30 pounds in the past month. She has lost the ability to assimilate. She has diarrhea as soon as she eats. She also has developed rectal prolapse, which appears to have worsened, period. Patient's review of system. She's blind, decreased mentation, confusion, nonverbal, rectal prolapse, decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependency. Period, history of depression, history of anxiety, history of tobacco abuse, drug abuse, and smoking. Patient's surgeries include C-section, hysterectomy, tumor excision, sarcoma from her thigh. Family history includes COPD, stroke in her father, arthritis, asthma in her mom. Social, of course, extensive smoking history in the past. Medication includes eye drops, Protonix for 20 milligram once a day, colace for constipation, aspirin once a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Lidoderm patch every 24 hours, Lisinopril 40 milligram, Metoprolol 50 milligram, XL once a day, MVI once a day, Miralax, Pro-Air, every 4 hours, and Spiriva twice a day. No recent blood work available. Previous CT shows a full thickness complete prolapse rectum. 7 or 8 centimeters below the anus. That has not changed much. Patient's dementia, of course, is much worse, most likely vascular in origin, with history of COPD, hypertension, CHF, depression, and DVT. Patient's vital signs, 100 over 60, 69, 91%. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, scaphoid, lower extremity, no edema, muscle wasting severe, neurological, moving all four extremities. Patient is also nonverbal now. Assessment, 73-year-old nonverbal dementia patients taking a turn for worse with total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. KPS score is 40%. The family wants her no longer be transferred to the hospital. Her O2 saturation is a borderline period. The family wants her to be kept at the group home with Monica, her caretaker, and allow her to pass in dignity, period. Other issues include CHF, COPD, hypoxemia, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. Weight loss, BMI of 15, history of drug abuse, history of HIV, history of COPD. CHF, which has been a problem, has not been an issue at this time. Severe dental caries, constipation. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient is expected to do poorly, most likely less than 6 months to live, given the natural progression of her disease. Thank you. Did I say rectal prolapse in there too? Put the severe rectal prolapse as was described above. Thank you.